Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all my beautiful people that I love so much. Happy Sunday. Oh, it's a good life, guys. It's a good life. Do you look at it that way? Because the more you look at it that way, the more you receive it that way. I'm happy to announce that the predictions webinar has been posted. Those of you that have been here every year for predictions know you do not want to miss this webinar. This year, I'm doing it a little early because I'm having so many guests and company over the holidays. It's November 29th from 6 to 8. It's the channel's predictions in all areas for 2024. And my dog's just going crazy in the other room for some reason. And also, there are six highest claims for 2024 that they're going to give you. And I have included the audio recording of me reading Conscious Creation, my first book, which is invaluable. Yeah, I just thought I'm going to throw in that little extra thing there just because I love you. So that's on November 29th. In December, I will be announcing the Christmas special, the holiday special, which is a half hour private for $100. Now, yes, if you order the yearly subscription, that is what you get. You get each one of your meetings with me monthly for $100. So we're going to throw out that special for December. There will only be 50 offered. They will not begin until January. And I'll let you know when it gets posted, but I just want you to start thinking about if you are interested in signing up because they go really fast. Okay, so remember last week we talked about what I believe is one of the most revolutionary understandings about our work that the channel's ever given us, that if you don't believe that there is something wrong, you will not receive the ramifications of what you do, because as you believe, it is delivered to you. Now, most of us go, okay, I know this wrong, but it's just a little white lie. And we don't receive anything negative because we have no belief that there's anything negative due to us. So that explains a lot about what's going on in politics today. As you believe, it's delivered to you. So it just reinstates again how bloody important it is for you to choose the beliefs, the thoughts, and the feelings that match what you want. Okay, the second thing that they have made clear, and this all happened during a private session. So put down whatever you're doing. Stop doing the dishes for a minute. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And I want you to feel in to something, okay? Let's say you want a new puppy or kitty cat or bird or whatever animal you love. Just feel into wanting that little sucker, whatever it is. Now feel into money. Go back to the little love animal that you picked. Feel the love around that. Now go to perfect health. Therein lies the difference around whether you get what you want or not. Wow, this whole journey during this private, I wish I had a recording of it. But it's literally, again, teaching us the value of love and the power of love in our creation. So when I asked you to go to the puppy or the kitty or the birdie, you went to the feeling of joy and excitement and love. When I asked you to go to money or perfect health, most of you went to anxiety and fear. And the channel wants you to know, you can say exactly the same words and direction and get entirely different results depending on the emotional state you are directing it from. So if we keep directing from a place of, oh, I don't know, gosh, can I do this? I'm going to make this happen place. It doesn't happen. And then we keep reinstating for ourselves over and over and over again, I'll never be good enough. And that begins a cycle that we keep replaying over and over and over again because we don't see the results. So we think we're not good enough all over again. And as you believe, if you believe you are not good enough, you will not be good enough to create what you want, guys. The power of love. Whatever you want, love it more. Okay. These are huge. These are two huge understandings around creation. Are you loving it like I love freedom? Or are you trying to make it happen because you need it? Okay, let's take a minute to all of us get balanced. We are directing our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. Sorry. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And we all claim, woo, I am love. And so it is. All right, we're going to the callers. Miss Vicki in Florida, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Thank you. I have a kind of an odd thing I want to ask the channel today. It has to do with a friend of mine who is asking me to help this young couple that she knows that live out in north of where I live in an area, a pretty isolated area anyway, that they have, they're, you know, young and trying to get themselves together. And she sees spirits and she sees these people in the house sometimes, and she sees them out in the land. And the land that they live on was part of the Seminole Indian War, the second Seminole War with the, where the Seminoles wiped out.
Okay, Vicki, what do you want to know?
I want to go, I'm going to go and help them. And I would like to.
I hear no.
That I'm not going to go?
That you shouldn't go.
Okay. Okay.
So did you have a feeling about that?
I kind of am a little nervous about it.
Why? Okay. All right. Let's just stop, Vicki. Everything's energy.
Right.
There isn't anything out there that's not energy.
Right.
Okay. If there's energy that needs to be released or wants to be released from that land, you can do it from right where you're at.
Okay. But what about teaching them how to do it through love? That they have the power to command these trapped spirits to go to the other realm, to go to love.
Okay. Get them on the phone.
Okay.
And say, I'm going to help you. I don't even need to be there. I want to show you how to direct energy so that you can use this anytime you want.
Okay.
Energy
that would be beautiful.
Has to take direction. So we are directing all energy that is unhappy or that feels trapped throughout all of your property. We are commanding is the word you want to use.
Yes. Okay.
To go back to the light, to be turned back into the light, and to be free to live in love.
Beautiful. Okay.
Okay. You see, it might be done already.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
Yeah. No. That's great. Yeah. Okay.
My question is, why the hell does the channel think you shouldn't go? Is that the highest question? Sheets. But give me a song, Vicki. Any song that pops in.
Okay. Oklahoma, where the wind comes rolling down the plains.
Yeah. You see, if the people living there choose to believe and see that that land isn't free and happy, then they will continue to hold the energy there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got goosebumps. Okay.
You see, it's not ever, they're saying, here's some more expanded understanding, guys. It's never about the stuck energy. It's about the people that believe they're stuck energy.
Okay.
Well, now the channel is saying it's both. And if we choose to focus on energy that's stuck, energy that's unhappy, energy that might be dangerous, blah, 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 we will create more experience of that because we believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you believe, you've got to manifest that expression into your life. Got it?
Okay. Got it. Absolutely. Thank
you
so much.
Wow. What a way to start the show. Thanks, Vicki. Yeah, that was an easy one. Good Lord Almighty. Okay, Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi. I just had a question. One is, on Friday morning, I woke up and I was like really dizzy just for about 5 minutes or so. And
yeah,
I do
it's
a
your
lot
blood
of
pressure. It's your blood,
blood pressure,
pressure, Adele. Yeah. Were you fine after you were up?
Yes, I mean, I was the day I was, you know, really watching myself, but I was, and then basically I was okay, and I was okay.
Okay, now I'm not a doctor.
Okay,
I am doing an energetic reading. So, what's causing this? Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Sound of Music.
Okay. There's a conflict in your life. Something that's very positive and good, and the fear of negative ramifications along with it. Do you know what I'm referring to?
No, I mean, it might be that I really want to get out there and do things again, but then there's a part of me that's, I'm 77, and, you know, do I have to buy, you know, like a computer and get all these things? And so there is that part of me that's
kind it.
Of
okay, so let me explain why your body, so you want to get up and get going in the day, right? Which is a metaphor for your life. You want to get up and get going. And then there's a part of you that goes, oh, wait, I'm 77. Like, that means shit. Unless
right.
you believe it does. I'm 77. Right. And then there's a computer thing, and I'm not sure how. And so your body goes, all right, I'll stop you then.
Wow.
I'll just make you dizzy for a few minutes. Do you really want to go in and seize this day and live victoriously and with energy? Or do you want to buy the belief that at 77 you have to slow down and you're not able to do what you want to do? You see, that's a belief system, Adele.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do, because my blood pressure has been, you know, it went up, and I was like 159 over whatever, and it's usually 122, you know, so we're trying to find out what it's all about. And,
well, energetically, I just told you what it's about.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that it does not and will not show up in your blood pressure in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But if your blood pressure is too low or if your blood pressure is too high, you get dizzy.
Okay. Okay. And I've been, that's what's been happening. You know, they labeled it vertigo, but I just thought it was all the deep work that I was doing, you know, on myself, that basically was everything getting more into alignment.
It's your block of moving forward into the work you're doing. So you're doing all this spiritual work and you're not living it. If you're living it, go do what makes you joyful. If you have to learn a computer, learn the frickin' computer or get somebody else to do it for you. I don't want to do any of the technical stuff that it takes to run this company.
Mm-hmm.
So I found Lauren, my RT.
Mm-hmm.
And so we create together and she handles all the technical stuff for me, so I'm free to do everything and move forward that I want to do, Adele, and that's what you have to do.
Yeah, because that's what I really want to do. I just want, you know, because I love being out there.
Then quit stopping yourself.
Okay.
You get
Thank
up
you
every
so
day
much.
And go, how can I? How can I? I'm committed to doing this. How can I? And then the universe and your brain will be able to give you the answers. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so
All
much.
All right. You bet, baby cakes. Nancy in Pennsylvania. My God, long time no hear, woman. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Dee?
I'm doing good too, sweetheart. What's your question?
Well, first, how is Nana, or what is your new name
for
Grandma?
Grandma D. And I'm just basking in every damn moment of it, guys.
She's already spoiled. Oh, no, it's a little boy? Or
it's a little boy, Stone Christopher Gozzi, yes.
Oh.
And he just laughs and smiles. He's sleeping 9 hours. My daughter lives a gifted life. But then she was taught to create it that way, I got to say. All right, what's going on? What's going on with you, Nance?
Well, I'm downsizing. It's too cold here in Pennsylvania. I want to go south, either way south or another country south. So any ideas?
Well, the channel's going to answer you like it does a lot of people. Where do you want to go?
Well, I think for a year or two, maybe Florida, Orlando, and then maybe to Mexico or out of the United States. I don't know. What do you foresee about Hamas and everything coming over here?
Okay, well, that's all prediction. That's, we're going to cover a lot of that in predictions week.
Okay.
But I want to use you for a minute because this is what most of us are doing. Okay, so Nancy knows she wants to get out of the cold. That's what she knows. She wants to live somewhere warmer. But Nancy, there's a lot of other things that they want you, when you get off, sit down and make a list.
Yeah.
Do you want to live in an area that is politically in alignment with what you believe? Do you want to...
A cruise. How about a cruise? I don't even want to be on land. I'd love to live on a cruise ships for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I don't want ownership. I want to just rent.
Okay, I want to know what you do want.
Okay, cruising.
So you want to live some... Okay, well, you see how much more specific you've gotten?
And I'd like to meet a cruise employee so I can fall in love and stay on the plane in the same room. What's the cost?
All righty. Well, there's an extension of what you want. When I say this is really what you want, it goes to no. What you want is a warm place. Swear to God, these are the words they're giving me. A warm place that gives you freedom. So a cruise definitely gives you freedom more than living in, you know. So, again, when you get off, start with, all right, someplace warm, and my intention is to create freedom, the feeling of freedom wherever I live. Now, of course, wherever you go, there you are.
Right.
So the freedom has to start within you, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Just take a little while longer to get clear and get up every day, guys. Today, I know, and I am clear. Okay?
Okay, I've been looking at an atlas, so that's helping me.
Okay, feel into it, Nancy, like what we were talking about. Feel into the puppy.
Yeah, I have to feel into Canadian geese because I don't want a pup. I don't want any animals.
Okay, all right. Okay, whatever. All right, you got it. Thanks, baby. Feel into a goose, you silly goose. Jean-Marie, you're on.
Hi, how are you? Thank you to everybody else. Because I just learned so much. So my question for the channel is, I have chosen to find an affordable other place to live, and I found a lot of land up in Maine in my old neighborhood where I grew up in, and I'm going to go up and look at it on Tuesday, and I want to know that I'm making the right decision. It feels like the right decision, but I've had that feeling before, and it turned out not to be, so I wanted to double-check.
Okay, so, Jean-Marie, what you really want is to trust yourself.
Right.
Okay, so, again, let's go back to the lesson I opened with. When I say you're creating this land and this place to live from the same vibrations of creating a puppy, it goes to no. You see, there's a little bit of desperation in you, which
yes.
is not going to give you what you want, sweetheart.
Right.
That's what they're trying. No, that's what they are telling all of you and teaching all of us today. Again, when I was 8, I wanted a puppy, and my mom said, but you're allergic. You know, if we can get rid of your allergies, you can have a puppy. It took me 2 months. I was 8 years old. I didn't know what the hell the practices were. I didn't know what I was doing. I just fell into loving that puppy and knowing I wanted it. Okay, when I say you're creating and Nancy's creating that place to live from that same energetic perspective, it goes right to no.
Oh, that's good information. Thank you.
So go to your
yeah.
love place, Jean-Marie. Go to your love place. That's what it feels like to live in freedom and happiness in the place that you desire. Create it from that place. Now, if you create it, when you create it, from that place, the land is a perfect match for you. If you create it from desperation, that will be taken into the creation of that land also. Do you understand how it's all about us?
Yes.
Okay. There's no right or wrong place for you guys to live, because wherever you choose, you're going with you. The
right.
place, the place of harmony and freedom and love and joy is within you. And then all you have to do is find the land or the home or the cruise from that energy that matches it. Got it?
I do. So that means
okay.
don't buy this land.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said get yourself into alignment with the feeling of the puppy, of your love, and then ask yourself, is this land a match to this? Because
well,
the land can be a match if you're a match. The land can't be a match if you are out of alignment with you and trying to make everything happen.
Right. I get that. And that's why I called, because there have been moments when I felt the puppy love for that land.
Yeah, stay there, and quit second guessing yourself.
I'm gonna go look at it.
I trust me. You're not committed to anything. You're going up to look at it and feel it, and
exactly.
close your eyes and go, wow, do I feel the love here?
Right, exactly. Oh my God,
okay.
This is bringing to you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I had a random puppy show up at my house the other day.
Well,
neighbor,
there's...
And it came to hug me. And I when Vicky did that thing, the exercise, I was like, oh my God, that's why the baby came. Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. I love that. Yeah, doggies and kitties and birdies, LaVon, I'm giving this to you because I'm taking you on next. Hello, baby.
Hello, sweetie. I know every time you mention birds, I make that connection, of course.
Yeah.
I love it. Right before the call, I found out that my husband and I were part of a scam. And I was wondering what's behind that. The thing I got is fear of being safe in the world.
Hold on. We're going to a core belief. Yeah. I want to go back, but I'm stuck here. So that literally is about the state of the world. And
I've been going back in my memory a lot for some reason. So when you talk about going back, you know, I want to go back. That's what I'm thinking of.
Back when things were simpler, back when things were calmer, back when things were more about love. Okay.
Yeah.
So, guys, again, the crap that's going on in the world has been going on since the beginning of time. The difference is that most of the time it was so bloody far away that it didn't affect any of us. Now we have it in our face 24/7 with social media and the news and, you know, the awareness and people talking about it all the time. It's really the only thing that's changed. But, and what that does is that pulls everyone's focus on exactly what we don't want, which is all the bad crap happening.
Right. And I don't watch the news or follow social media, but as you say, it's still talked about. It's still out there.
It's permeated. I mean, even if you are watching a comedy and a commercial comes on, you'll get messages. Okay, commercials are one. Like I've said before, we are literally hypnotized in this country to be sick.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, when the commercials come on, mute them. But that's really the answer to your question. You can't go back, and you can go to the birdie love of freedom. You see, the love for the puppies, the love for the kitties, the love for the birdies is a very, very different vibration than, God, I wish I could go back to a world where it was more peaceful and more loving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, very good. And my daily mantra is, I am the power that chooses to live a carefree life surrounded by sweetness and beauty. Any tweaks to that?
Yes. You are the sweetness and beauty. And the world mirrors that back to you.
Ooh, like it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, baby. Good to talk to you. Guys, again, it always, always starts within you. What are you in alignment with? Gina in California, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
I have some, I guess it's not similar, but I had my car run into and a microwave catch on fire in the same day. That was day after Halloween. And I guess When I went and, you know, kind of looked at it, I got that I was ignoring my intuition, but I'm curious what the channel would say. Are those just flukes, or is there some something I should be paying more attention to?
Okay. What did you get?
I got that I ignored my intuition.
I get a yes on that. I get a yes on that. And there's something higher. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
The one with Ally McGraw, like where they're on the bicycle. What is it? Oh, Butch Cassidy.
Oh, okay.
Sundance too.
Yeah. So they're showing me that scene, and the song that goes with that is Raindrops Are Falling on My Head.
Oh, it still is? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
oh,
there is this fear, Gina,
mm-hmm,
that all the good that you are creating has, well, to use the analogy you gave me, it's going to blow up in your face.
Mm.
And so you stop yourself from getting where you want to go with the car.
Mm-hmm.
Does this resonate here?
Oh, my gosh. So weird. Yes, totally, because I just moved into a new apartment. I just, you know, paid back this huge loan that I got to buy the cottage.
Great.
There's great momentum, and then boom, right? No, not boom.
Those are two relatively small setbacks after such huge success, and you don't have to experience any setbacks while you are manifesting everything you want, guys. So I just continuously move into more and more and more freedom, more money, more freedom, more love, more joy. That's all I want, universe. I'm choosing to let go of any beliefs that are in the way of creating that. That's my belief. The more I create, the more I create successfully and happily and joyfully. And I just keep expanding into that.
Okay.
Got it?
That's great. Yep.
Okay. Now, again, yeah. Gina, go to the feeling of the puppy.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love. I love you too, baby. Phyllis in New Mexico, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Yeah, I feel I got my message yesterday. I had a day yesterday where I just felt emotionally or energetically hit. And I was just like, wait, I need to stop and reassess and
you need to go to the puppy. Go to the puppy, Phyllis. All right. Can you feel the difference? Phyllis was in the armed services a lot of her life. Can you feel the difference in the vibration of being with a little puppy?
Oh, yeah.
And creating from the discipline of the armed forces.
Okay.
Well, you sound like you don't get it, and I need
you
to get
it. Well, I'm just trying to understand yesterday, because I was actually out photographing. There are all these, probably about at least 50 horses have been rounded up, and there are all these babies, and I was taking pictures of them.
And how do you feel about the horses? How do you feel about what's happening to the horses?
What's happening to them?
Yeah, why
it's
were you photographing?
What's happening to them?
Why were you out there shooting them?
What's that?
Why were you out there shooting them? Who was rounding them up? What's going on with the horses, Phyllis?
Oh, well, there's just people that own horses, and then they let them go wild, and then other horses join them, and then they're kicking down people's fences and breaking into ranches to get food. But
you just left the puppy vibration.
Okay.
So to go take pictures of these magnificent horses and their strength and their beauty is a very different vibration when you mix it in with, look at all these assholes and what they're doing to these horses.
Okay, so that relates to the vibration of all the people I was around? It was just strange. I mean, I felt like I was picking up... Okay.
No, you're not picking up anything unless you're allowing yourself to pick it up.
Okay.
I am never infected, affected by any other energy other than divine love. No other energy is allowed in. And that is what everybody needs to direct. Okay?
Okay.
My belief system is freedom. Freedom and love. Freedom and love. Okay, you got your answer.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. All righty, Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
I've had a major unexpected things happen last week, including at midnight last night. And I'm, of course, but my first reaction was a little shock. And now listening to the show has really helped to step back and redefine that as opportunities. But I have to pivot and act very quickly. And I guess a general question is, what is going on when you have major life changes like bam, 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 come to you?
Well, change. Look.
It's all at once of every subject.
Well, and Kate, that can mean, and in your case it does, that you are ready. The highest word they're giving me is purging.
Oh, wow.
You are ready to purge a lot out of your life that is not working or has not been working. Does that make sense with what went down?
Yeah. And I take responsibility for procrastination. So I saw it. I didn't act on it earlier, and now it's like, okay, now you do it all at once.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys many of you keep getting the message that you sit on things. I had somebody rip me one after the last webinar. They signed up at 7:01 and
Ooh.
Were upset
yeah.
that, you know, they didn't get on, they didn't get there. Well, the thing starts at 6, guys. You know, you should be signed up,
yeah,
ready to go at least by 5:30. You know, I can't address anything after 15 minutes before the show, because I'm in the channel getting ready to bring in the highest information for you.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. We wait, we procrastinate, we put it off, and then we go, well, why the hell wasn't this cake ready? You know? Well, it wasn't ready because you didn't order it, or you didn't bake it, or you didn't mix it, or, you know? Or you didn't even decide you were going to have a darn cake to begin with. So that's your answer. And the channel wants you to be clear Where is it that you want to go? What is it that you are wanting to create? Because right now, I'm hearing you don't know.
I have. It all just happened like last night. So I am getting clearer. And
start with freedom, Kate.
Okay.
Start with freedom. So if I say you want to be free, what do you want to be free from?
I want to move from into stability. I want to be free from instability.
Okay. The only way that you will manifest that is to feel into the freedom of stability.
Oh, okay. That's,
go
that
to the puppy of stability. Go to your love place. That's what stability feels like. Yeah. Okay. And that kitty and the vibration you feel about that kitty. See, I wouldn't have ever been able to use the one cat that my daughter had because I hated that damn cat. So you have to be sure. Freedom, on the other hand, is just pure unadulterated love.
Yeah.
So make sure whatever you are feeling into is love. And that is what stability feels like. And then you go, okay, I'm committed to this. How can I create more stability? Through this love. Not because I've got to have it. I can't stand my life. I'm scared to death. That's not where you create from, guys. Okay? Got it?
I've got that Cat Stevens song. If you want to sing out, sing out. If you want to be free, be free.
Yeah. And it really is as simple as that. And through our belief systems, we make it very difficult sometimes. Don't. Okay? You're already free. You've always been free.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan, I've got just barely time to take you on, honey. What's your question?
Okay, my question is, I hid away some money from myself, some cash. I just want to know, where is it?
Well,
it's somewhere in this house. I know it is.
The higher question, Susan, is why did you hide it from yourself? Because that's a metaphor for what you're doing with money, period.
Okay.
You're hiding it from yourself because you need to love yourself more so you give yourself what you want. That's the highest thing. Now, start saying, I know right where this is. I know where it is. What they're showing me is a kitchen. So start there and then just keep saying, no, I know where it is and let it go.
Okay.
I know where it is and let it go. Lanny laughs at me because he loses stuff all the time and I take him through this and a half an hour he finds it.
Awesome.
Okay.
One comment. I know that my leg is healed. It is healed perfectly.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You're saying the words, Susan. You've got to match the puppy love feeling with the words. If you're saying the words and not feeling the truth, you will not manifest what you are focused on. That's how important the force of love is in our creation process.
So is it true that I know that I am the God who I am, creating my body as perfect health?
It is. I get a yes on that. And your definition as the God of you for perfect health is something you have to achieve, not that you have.
I see. Okay.
You got
Thank
the difference,
you.
Right?
I love you.
Yep. Yep.
Yes,
love you too, baby.
Yes, yes,
That's,
yes.
Yep. That was it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Suze. That was, everybody get that? So your definition of creation can be creation's easy and it happens as soon as I think about it. Or creation's a struggle and I have to work for it. Or creation is fixing a lot of things in my life. Only the first one really works. It's freedom and I'm already there. And it feels like love. Puppy breath. I can feel it now. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Come on. Own it. Woo! I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.